Hello and welcome in to Midland. Good to have you along with me. Today it's the Lansing Lugnuts and the Great Lakes Loons playing in game number one of a six-game series. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Let's meet our starting lineups now. Let's begin with Phil Pohl's Lugnuts, the High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics, who come into play today with a record of 14-19. Leading off, it's the second baseman, Drew Swift. DHing, Austin Beck bats second. Batting third in left field, it's Marty Bikina. Then the cleanup hitter, Britt Harris at third base. Batting up fifth, the first baseman, Tyler Soderstrom. Arebiel Anales plays shortstop and bats sixth. Batting seventh in right field, it's Lawrence Butler. Heading eighth, the catcher, Matt Cross. And batting ninth to round off the order, it is the center fielder, Brian Buelvas. There's your Lansing Lugnuts starting nine. Once again, Swift, Beck, Bikina, Harris, Soderstrom, Anjales, Butler, Cross, and Buelvas for the Lansing Lugnuts, taking on Lyle Lockhart and this Great Lakes Loons starting defense. And the outfield for the Loons, Mateo is in left, Alcantara is in center, DeLuca is in right. Around the infield, Vargas plays first base, Vivas is at second. At shortstop, Leonard, and at third base, Valera. The catcher is Rios. The Great Lakes Loons, the High A affiliate of the Los Angeles Dodgers. And the Loons come into play today with a record of 19-14, mirror opposite of the Lansing Lugnuts. First game of 24 meetings between these two teams this season. The Great Lakes Loons managed by Austin Chubb, pitching coach David Anderson. Batting coach is David Nashotka. And the bench coach is Ethan umpire is Emma Charlesworth Sealer. And the bases umpire is Brian Van Vranken. Play ball has been declared. Here we are. About that lefty on the mound, Lyle Lockhart, out of Friendswood, Texas, a ninth rounder last year. He was drafted out of Arkansas by the L.A. Dodgers. So far, Lockhart this season, in six appearances, four starts, has gone 22 total innings. He has walked nine, and he has struck out 30. And the league is batting just .235 against him. The ball game begins with Drew Swift digging in from the right side. The Great Lakes Loons are wearing their alternate green tops, and the Lansing Lugnuts are wearing their road blacks. It is 11:09 a.m., so we're a bit behind schedule. Lefty on the mound, right-handed batter, the first pitch. Swift takes it down and in, and we're underway at 11:09 on the dot. An early one to begin this six-game series. Drew Swift has been one of the Lugnuts' best hitters. The pitch takes it upstairs. On the count, 2-0. And Swift has 9 hits in his last 14 at-bats. So he's raised his batting average up to .321. Middle of the infield wide open. Lockhart throws. Swift takes a called strike in the outside corner by Charlesworth Sealer. Of those 9 hits, 1 double, 1 triple, 1 homer, 6 singles. He's used the whole field. The deal. Swift hits this one in the air to right field. Johnny DeLuca has a tract. To his right, he makes the catch. And there's one out in the ballgame. And that'll bring up Austin Beck, the Lansing Lugnuts' designated hitter. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. You can find me on social media, STRASS. Email address, jgoldstrass@lansinglugnuts.com. Austin Beck batting right, the southpaw offers. Swing and a miss, strike one. Beck's currently hitting .243, but the OPS is a healthy .823. The rock back. The delivery up high. 1-1 on Austin. Beck has 6 home runs this season. That is tied for the team lead, and it's a 3-way tie with Brett Harris and Tyler Soderstrom. He Here's the pitch. Sails off the outside corner. And it's two balls and one strike. One out, nobody on, no score. The kids are chattering. Lockhart's pitch. Chased it up, missed it, strike two. I'd like to say hello to Marsha Bullard, tuned in, member of the Lansing Lugnuts Booster Club, who is downstairs, and the crowd in the seating bowl with her great nephew Hunter. Lockhart's 2-2 pitch. Fouled back to the netting. Jay Goldstrass at LansingLugnuts.com. Once again, that email. Swift fly to right. Marty Bikina's on deck. A 2-2 for Austin Beck. Hit up in the air and foul right side. Catcher Rios chases it, but that ball is over the dugout for the Loons and bouncing up into the students. Count remains two balls and two strikes on Austin Beck. The native of Lexington, North Carolina waits. He skies this one into shallow right, but the second baseman Vivas has a play, makes the catch backpedaling. Two outs. So now Marty Bikina, a third consecutive right-handed batter against the southpaw Lockhart, who's looking for a perfect initial inning. He fires. Fastball runs high and wide. Bikina enters his eighth game with the Lugnuts. He was transferred into Lansing from AAA Las Vegas. He's batting .320. The pitch on its way. Inside corner, strike called. A changeup from Lockhart. One ball and one strike. Two outs, nobody on. The man on deck, Brett Harris for Lansing. Bikina looking to extend the inning. Black Sox pulled up high. The deal. A curveball and strike two called. One ball and two strikes is the count. Lockhart to the plate. Bikina grounds it on the left side, right to shortstop Lanard. Off of the first, side retired. Three up and three down go the Lansing Lugnuts in the top of the first inning. And we go to the bottom of the first now. Stevie Emanuels is about to take the mound for the Lansing Lugnuts. This is Lugnuts Baseball.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin. Both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Well, here's the Nuts and Bolts store, your one-stop shop for all Lugnuts gear. We have a great selection of hats, shirts, novelty items, hardware, new stuff arriving every week. So stop on by and check out the great Nuts and Bolts selection.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
No Adam Jaxa here this morning, just me. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and this is Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. The opener of a six-game series, the Lugnuts at the Great Lakes Loons. The first pitch from Steve Emmanuels hits the inside corner, and that's called strike one. To Johnny DeLuca leading things off for the Loons. I'll give you the Loons starting lineup in just a second. Adam will rejoin me tomorrow. Righty throws to righty. Emmanuels' pitch. Hit in the air, right field. It does not back up Lawrence Butler all that far. Now to the warning track. It's over his head. He misplayed it. DeLuca hits for second base, and now he turns the corner. Going for third. Relay throw. He's out at the bag. It was on the money, and Brett Harris applies the tag. And so Lawrence Butler's misreading in right field does not hurt. Butler looking up there into the cloud-laden sky, and it was ugly for Lawrence, and yet he recovered it in a hurry, hit his relay man, Brett Harris, to tag out the runner, DeLuca. And this brings up Edis Leonard. Right-hander against right-hander, one out, nobody on, just the way Steve Emmanuels drew it up. The pitch. Leonard takes a called strike on the outside corner. All right, about this Great Lakes Loons offense. So DeLuca led off in right field. Now here's Leonard, the shortstop. He's a right-handed batter. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Batting third in the order. It's Yorby Vivas, the second baseman. Then the cleanup hitters, the DH, Jose Ramos. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Leonel Valera. We've seen Valera quite a few years here with Great Lakes. An 0-2. Leonard tips it foul and stays alive. Batting sixth, it's the catcher. And that is Keikai Rios. Then the left fielder, Edwin Mateo, bats seventh. He just arrived with this Loons team. He's the top prospect. The pitch to Leonard. Up high. One ball, two strikes. Hitting eighth in the order in center field, it is Ismael Alcantara. And then batting ninth, it's the first baseman, Imanol Vargas. And I'll get that pronunciation better the next time. This pitch taken for ball two. Leonard, a talented batter for these Great Lakes Loons. He comes into play today, leading the Loons in OPS at .882. He has a .271 batting average. He has six home runs. Emmanuels tosses. Broken bat liner over the first baseman and into right field. A base hit. The bat died a hero. Butler gets it into second base. And it's a one-out single for Leonard. And that brings up Yorbit Vivas. The Lansing Lugnuts defense. It was Tyler Soderstrom at first base who could not reach it. The second baseman is Drew Swift. Eribiel Angeles is at short, and Brett Harris is at third. The catcher is Matt Cross for Stevie Emmanuels. Vivas bats left. The first. Marty Bikina is in left field. Lawrence Butler's in right field, and in between them, it's Brian Buelvas in center, the Triple B's outfield. One on, one out, no score. The deal. Swing and a miss. Off speed away. One ball, one strike on Ramos. Or I should say, Vivas, Yorbit Vivas, the left-handed hitting second baseman for these Loons, who's hitting .211 this year, though he's walked more than he struck out. The deal. Hit in the air to right field. Back goes Butler. Approaches the track. Lawrence Butler looks up, and it's off the wall. It bounces away from him. Leonard speeds around to third. He's shown the windmill. He's going to score. Vivas hits to third base, sliding in with a triple. It's 1-0 Great Lakes. It is Vivas' first triple of the year, and it's his 12th RBI. Now the cleanup hitting, Jose Ramos. It's been a rude start to the game for Stevie Emmanuels. Lets it fly. Up high, ball one. Emmanuels in his last outing went five innings of one hit scoreless ball, striking out seven Dayton Dragons. Different story so far here today. Ramos, a right-handed batter. The deal. Outside corner, strike, call. Ramos comes in. 6'1", 200-pounder out of Chippo, Panama. The deal. Swing and a miss. He just joined this Great Lakes Loon squad, and they insert him immediately into the cleanup spot in the order. Runner at third, the pitch outside, and it's two balls. Ramos, 21 years old. He was born on New Year's Day, 2001. Emmanuel's to the plate, up and inside. We have seen a double, a single, and a triple against Emmanuel's. His pitch. He chased it outside, and it's strike three. Ramos helps out Emmanuel's on what would have been ball four. There's two outs now in the bottom half of the first inning. The Great Lakes Loons have a 1-0 lead, and it's Lano Valera coming up. At third base, Vivas. Emmanuel's throws. Hits the outside corner. Strike one called. Emmanuel's fastball right now, 92, according to the stadium gun. Stevie sets high away from his chest. Lets it fly. Valera fouls it back to the screen. No balls and two strikes on the power-hitting third baseman, Leonel Valera. Now, Valera's hitting 230, five homers, three doubles, two triples at 0-2. Curveball low. One ball, two strikes. That is usually Emmanuel's strikeout pitch. Little Harry Belafonte in the background. Runner first at third base, Vivas. The pitch breaks inside. Valera tried to get hit by that pitch. On deck, Keikai Rios. Emmanuel's throws. Valera lines it right to the leaping second baseman. Swift, side, retired. There was some hard the first inning. One run, three hits, one runner left on. The Great Lakes Loons lead the Lansing Lugnuts 1-0 on our way to the second inning from Dow Diamond.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Great Lakes Loons take the first lead of the ball game. The score, the Loons 1, the Lansing Lugnuts nothing. As we go to the second inning now from Dow Diamond in Midland, Michigan, about an hour and 20 minutes to the north and slightly to the east of Lansing. The Lugnuts 4-5-6 batters up. Harris Soderstrom on Helias against lefty Lyle Lockhart. Lockhart throws to Brett Harris. He takes a called strike at the letters on the outside corner. Right-handed hitting Harris out of our batting 322 this year with six homers and seven doubles. Here's the pitch. Down low. Harris mashed in a significant way in the just-completed Dayton Dragons series. Dayton was having a devil of a time figuring out how to pitch to him. Gonzaga Bulldog batter, Arkansas Razorbacks pitcher, the deal. Up and inside, Harris works the catch at two balls and one strike. Overall in that series, Harris was 8 for 18 with two doubles, three homers, and seven runs batted in, plus he drew three walks. A 2-1 hitter's pitch. Hammered to left field. That goes Mateo. It is gone. Brett Harris ties the score with a solo home run leading off the second. He has a point for the bullpen. Harris breaks the tie atop the Lugnuts, team leading homers. There's number seven. That is the third home run served up this year by Lyle Lockhart. And now the batter is Tyler Soderstrom, a left-handed hitter. Nobody on, nobody out, 1-1. What a rocket by Harris. Lockhart issues. Soderstrom takes a called strike in the inside corner. Lockhart simply got that pitch up. That's a dangerous move against Harris. Shortstop Leonard is playing up the middle. Lockhart's pitch. Soderstrom lays off a breaking ball away. And it's one ball and one strike. Soderstrom is coming off his second two-homer game of the year. He now has six round trippers to go along with six doubles and a triple. A 1-1. A ground ball rolled over down to first base. Gloved by Vargas, calls his own number, takes it himself. Eribiel Angeles comes up next. How about the Lansing Lugnuts rapidly erasing the early Great Lakes Loons lead? Now, Loons hit four balls hard in the bottom of the first inning against Emmanuels, scored only one run. 1-1, the pitch to Angeles. Eribiel takes a called strike on the inside corner. And Brett Harris stays hot as the Lugnuts go on the road. The southpaw lets it fly. Angeles skies one to center. Alcantara a couple of steps to his left. He waits, backs up a little more before hauling it in. Two outs. Next up, Lawrence Butler. Butler is batting seventh in this loaded Lugnuts lineup. Lefty versus lefty, 1-1, two outs. Lockhart's pitch. A slow breaking ball carves through the zone at 69 miles per hour. Strike called by Emma Charlesworth Sealer. Now Lawrence has started to get his power stroke going as well. Here's the pitch from Lockhart. Swing and a miss. Once again, slow breaking stuff. No balls, two strikes. Butler now with four doubles and three homers. Shortstop Leonard remains up the middle against the left-handed batter. And 0-2. Butler tips it up the third base side, but foul. Way out in front. That was 84. Off speed still from Lockhart. Boy, if that ball could have stayed fair up the third playing off his bag. It's no balls and two strikes. You would have to figure that right now this at-bat is controlled by Lockhart. He has Butler just waving way out in front. What does he go to here on 0-2? He rocks. He fires. Swing and a miss. He blew him away with a fastball in the outside corner. On the side retired. The first strikeout for Lockhart. But Brett Harris leads off the top of the second inning with a bomb to left field. And the Lansing Lugnuts and the Great Lakes Loons are tied up 1-1 through 1.5 from Midland, Michigan.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, I'm Marcos Martinez with the Lansing Lugnuts, Group Sales Account Executive. If you're looking to bring a group out this summer to have a blast at the ballpark, give me a call at 517-827-2584. I hope to hear from you, and go nuts.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
It's a 1-1 game as we start up the bottom of the second inning. The Lansing Lugnuts and the Great Lakes Loons. Right-hander Stevie Emanuels deals a called strike on the outside corner at the knees. To the Loons' number six hitter, their catcher, Keikai Rios. It's going to be Rios, Mateo, and Alcantara, 6-7-8 batters in the order. For the bottom of the second inning against Emanuels out of Bellevue, Washington. A 6-5 righty kicks and throws way outside. One ball and one strike. Loon scored in the bottom of the first inning against Emanuels, and it was eventful. Johnny DeLuca doubled, was thrown out, trying to stretch it to a triple. Eddie Leonard singled. Yorbit Vivas tripled him in. There's a called strike in the inside corner. 1-2 on Rios. Jose Ramos, then, the prized prospect making his Loon's debut, struck out on a 3-2. Emanuels then got Leonel Valero to line out hard to second. The pitch. Breaking ball, called strike three on the outside corner. Emanuels freezes Rios, and there's one down. Second strikeout for Stevie Emanuels. Adam Jackson and I have often talked about how with Stevie Emanuels, he can have one rough inning, and then if he settles in, you watch out. And if that first inning, if that was his rough inning and now he settled in, well, watch out. He throws. And when Mateo takes a called strike one to start him. A fastball from Emanuels. 91 here on the stadium gun. Mateo's hitting just 225 through 22 games with one homer. Batting left, it takes down and in. He's a switch hitter, Mateo. He is the only switch hitter and the Great Lakes Loons position players. Emanuels DeLeal. There's a swing and a tap or a foul. I make that distinction about position players because today's starting pitcher for the Great Lakes Loons, Lyle Luck. None of the Lugnuts pitchers are switch hitters. A 1-2 for Mateo. On its way. Outside. Tried to backdoor breaking ball. Two balls and two strikes. One out, nobody on. And 1-1. Tied up from Dow Diamond in the last of the second. Emanuels to the plate. Fouled straight back. He just missed it. Mateo, a switch hitter, throws left. Starting in left field here today. 23 years of age out of Santo Domingo. High set. The kick on the pitch. Outside. Emanuels is not quite right yet. You can feel it. It's interesting to note that Emanuels is pitching out of the stretch. He fires. Pop foul out of play to the left side. Three balls, two strikes, it remains. Emmanuel Vargas is on deck as this pitch misses down and away. Ball four. And Mateo takes his base. I should say Ismael Alcantara is on deck, and now Imanol Vargas steps into the on-deck circle. Mateo drawing the first walk so far from Stevie Emanuels. Our score tied up 1-1. Ninth walk this year for Mateo. Emanuels does lead the Lugnuts in terms of issuing walks. Here's the pitch to Ismael Alcantara. No, instead, pickoff, though, that gets away. Right past Soderstrom, a poor throw into the Loons bullpen. Right to second base, Mateo. Gives a look in the rearview mirror, and he stops right there. A throwing error for Stevie. Well. Balloons manager Austin Shubb, coaching at third, signals out to the runner at second, Mateo. Righty throws to righty. Alcantara chops it on the left side to shortstep Angeles. Holds the runner, throws to first, out number two. Exactly what Emanuels would want. No place for Mateo to go. And now Imanol Vargas. So far for Stevie Emanuels, 35 pitches, 22 for strikes. On the other side, Lyle Lockhart, 28 pitches to get through his two innings. It's a 1-1 game. Vargas is the number 9 batter in the order. Time called at home plate by Vargas. Grounded by the home plate umpire, Charlesworth Sealer. Is a left-handed batter, Vargas, the starting first baseman. Emanuels looks back, throws. Ground ball through the right side, a base hit to right field. Around third base, here comes Mateo. He's on his way in. Butler's throw in, one hops to Soderstrom as Mateo scores. And it's 2-1 Great Lakes. An RBI single by Vargas. The throwing error by Emanuels immediately costs. Walk and a throwing error, and a two-out RBI knock. Vargas, just a 225 hitter, notches his fifth run batted in his 24th game. And that turns things around for the top of the order. And Johnny DeLuca, the pitch. DeLuca went around too far, breaking ball bouncing in. Vargas for second base, no throw by Cross. Wild pitch, strike one. Sixth wild pitch of the year for Stevie. Righty, DeLuca doubled his first time up, but was thrown out trying to stretch it to a triple. The deal. Inside corner, strike two called. That great Emanuels curveball. Johnny DeLuca. Three doubles, actually make it four doubles, one triple, 11 homers. The delivery. Fouled away, fought off the hands, into the netting, then dropping down where one of the Loons collects it with the left hand. No balls, two strikes. We saw Johnny DeLuca here last year. The Oregon Duck taken in the 25th round in 2019. The pitch, he takes, called strike three. A fastball gets him. Stood there like the house by the side of the road. Strikeouts bookend the second inning for Stevie Emanuels, but a walk, an error, and an RBI single. The Great Lakes Loons leave one in scoring position, taking a 2-1 lead to the top of the third inning from Dow Diamond.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts since here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Matt Cross leads off the top of the third inning for the Lansing Lugnuts. Lugnuts trail 2-1 to the Great Lakes Loons. Lefty Lyle Lockhart's pitch. He breaks it down low. His first offering of the inning was fouled off on the bouncer down the left side. And it's one ball, one strike on Cross, the Lansing Lugnuts number 8 hitting catcher. Right-handed batter against the southpaw. Brian Buelvas on deck, and then Drew Swift in the top of the order. Here's the toss. Skied foul off the right side. All the kids turn around and look for it as it lands on the concourse. Ball and two strikes on Cross. Comes in hitting 098, 4 for 41. Out of Buffalo, New York, he waits. And the native Texan, Lockhart, lets it fly. Breaking ball around the outside corner. Ball two. Cross has walked four times. He has one extra base hit, a double. But he has tons of power. He's a big guy, 6'1", 204 pounds. Holds the bat nice and low. Lockhart's 2-2. High and wide. Count is full. Brian Buelvas wants nobody on, nobody out. Cross opening up the third inning. Here's the payoff. He missed down and in. Matt Cross draws the leadoff walk. First walk given out by Lockhart. And now to Brian Buelvas, the Lansing Lugnuts center fielder, batting ninth. The Lugnuts made a roster move entering the series, by the way. Lansing adding catcher Hanson Lopez out of Culiacan, Rosales, Mexico. He signed as an international free agent 5 years ago. Here's the pitch. Buelvas tried to bunt it and missed it, strike one. So the Lugnuts now with four catchers on their roster. Lopez joining Cross, Jared McDonald, and Tyler Soderstrom. Hanson Lopez, 5'9", 21 years of age. And that brings the Lugnuts roster to 28 active players. Cross is at first. Lansing's down 2-1 in the third. The pitch outside from Lockhart. One ball, one strike. Lockhart does not look as sharp here in this third inning as he was in the first two. The Lugnuts' only base runner before that cross walk had been the Brett Harris home run in the second. A 1-1 break even. Swing and a miss. 86 and up. One ball and two strikes. Lockhart's a four-pitch pitcher. Pitcher's pitch on 1-2 on its way. Buried in. Buelvas takes two balls. Catcher Rios with a nice block. Fastball, a slider, a curve, and a split-finger changeup for Lockhart. Lockhart does have a very good pickoff move. Matt Cross is not a threat to steal, but if a lefty's got a good enough move. And Matt Cross is... Two balls and two strikes. Lockhart sets. There's the pickoff move. And Cross does just get back in. And now he checks in with his first base coach, Craig Conklin. A lefty with a good move. It doesn't matter if you're thinking about trying to go steal. If he catches you flat-footed, you're toast. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch to Buelvas. Fouled off at home plate. We stay right here. The Lansing Lugnuts back in the day had a lefty named Shane Dawson. And Dawson had a really bad pickoff move and a really good pickoff move. And what he would do is, if he knew that there was a runner, whether the runner wanted to steal or not, Shane Dawson would give him that really bad move. And the runner would get confident. And then would come the good move. The pitch, a ground ball hit toward short, chance for double play. Leonard flips to Vivas, over to first base. It is a twin killing. I wonder if the second baseman Vivas forgot how many outs there were. He started to trot over to his first baseman Vargas. But it's 6-4-3, two outs, nobody on. And now top of the order time and Drew Swift. It's okay, Yorbit Vivas. Swift flied out to right field his first time. The Lugnuts are down 2-1 in the third inning. And the kick, the pitch from Lockhart. Up above the letters, ball one. Swift has the Black Sox up real high, up to his knees. Lockhart works from the third base side of the rubber. Glove up in front of his face. He rocks, he delivers. And that's right down the middle. Good off speed. Strike call. First time around through the order for the Lugnuts against Lockhart. Lansing was 1-for-8 with a home run and a walk. 2-1 Great Lakes. Lockhart's 1-1. Curveball. Strike two call. Austin Beck waits on deck. The 1-2. Line drive right at second baseman Vivas, and now he can jog off the field. Three outs in the top of the third inning. Lockhart faces the minimum. They're 2.5. Great Lakes leads Lansing by a 2-1 score. Coming your way on the road from Dow Diamond in Midland.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over. And that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers. But there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
We open up the bottom of the third inning. The Loons 2, the Lugnuts 1. Stevie Emanuels deals to Eddie Slanard. Fastball rips in, called the strike on the outside corner. Leonard, the number two hitter in the Great Lakes order. The pitch. Down and away, they appeal a check swing. But the bases umpire Van Vranken says no. 1-1, one strike on Leonard. He was 1-for-1 with a single. He scored the Loons run in the first inning. Yorbit Vivas tripled him in. The break even. Fouled back to the screen. 1-1 and two strikes. Adis Leonard. 21 years old out of Santo Domingo. He's not a big guy. He does have a big bat. At 5'11 weights, the 6'5 pitcher throws up and inside. Turned him away. 2-1 and two strikes. For Emanuels, through two innings of this game, he has struck out 3. He has walked 1. He has allowed 4 hits. He's committed a throwing error. He's allowed two runs, one in the first, one in the second. The one in the second unearned because of his own error. Emmanuels delivers. Swing and a miss. There's strikeout number four. A fastball right by Leonard, outside corner at 93. You can reserve your tee time now as the Grand River Country Club returns to Jackson Field. We are less than 2 weeks away. Yorbit Vivas bats left, first pitch. He swings and whacks it to right center field. Wilbas is on the run to his left. It's beyond him and it goes to the base of the wall. Vivas dashes around to second base. He's not stopping. He's digging for three, and he's got his second triple of the game in stand-up fashion. You know, Yorbit Vivas entering play today had zero triples all season. And at two at-bats against Stevie Emmanuels, he's got 2 3-baggers. Now Jose Ramos. So the Grand River Country Club located their holes on the field. The pitch, Ramos takes it in, tried to get hit, but it curved past him, but in, ball one. And so as you work your way around the concourse, you drive, you chip, you putt. Right-hander throws to right-hander, up and in. And then out of the mid of the catcher Cross, who chases it to the left of the circle, but Vivas isn't going to try it. It's ball two. It's a 9-hole course, and it's just a joy. All participants will receive one Grand River Country Club logoed golf ball and one Grand River Country Club golf towel with their paid tee time reservation. High fly center field. Wellvoss out to his left. In a right center, the center fielder can't make the catch. It's down and at his feet. Vivas is in, and replacing him at third base is Jose Ramos. It's 3-1 Great Lakes. We'll check in with the official score. It certainly looked like Brian Buelvas got there out at the wall in deepest right center field. And just right past his glove and down to his spikes. But more hard contact against Stevie Emmanuels. We'll see if the official score declares that yet another triple. Yes, it is. 3-1 Loons. Don Schulze, the pitching coach, is out there for a visit. Strikeout of Edis Leonard. Vivas and Ramos, the back-to-back triples in this bottom of the third inning. Three triples and a double against Emmanuels, and the double by Johnny DeLuca leading off the bottom of the first inning. He was thrown out going for a triple. And let me tell you, the Great Lakes Loons had 5 triples the entire year, and they've got 3 triples in 3 innings, and it might have been 4. Wow. Baseball's weird like that. The Loons have scored in each of the first 3 innings now against Emmanuels. And the batter's Leonel Valera. Third baseman Harris is in on the baseline, but everybody else is back. They'll concede the run. Valera grounds it foul up the left side. By the way, how do you make your reservation for the Grand River Country Club? You go to LansingLugNuts.com. You could also call 517-485-4500. Righty throws to righty at 0-1. Inside, 1-1. That's the latest Loons batter to turn their left front shoulder in as a right-handed hitter. Turn the left shoulder in, trying to get hit by an Emmanuels pitch, but he's missed him. The pitch here. That's called a strike on the outside corner. On the count is 1-2. Valera lined out to the second baseman Swift his first time. Emmanuels to home plate. Fouled up and away down the right side. Right fielder Butler does press a couple of steps to watch it closer. That baseball is off to the lawn. I see that there's one other game at the high A level that is underway this morning. Our old buddies, the Bowling Green Hot Rods, now playing elsewhere, no longer in the Midwest League, are in action. The pitch popped up in a shallow right. Second baseman Swift out. Right fielder Butler in. It's Butler. Did he catch it? Yes, he did. Now the runner comes in from third base to score standing. Ramos is in. And it's now 4-1. Lawrence Butler lost his cap, went into a slide, and he secured it. A very difficult catch and a sack fly for Leonel Valera. For a moment, it looked like he might have short-hopped it in right field. But the bases umpire Brian Van Vranken was on hand. And now here's Keikai Rios. Nobody on. Takes ball one outside. Jose Ramos broke so quickly. I wouldn't have minded if the Lugnuts appealed at third just to say, did he leave too soon? 1-0. Outside corner, strike called. Count is evened up on Rios, who struck out looking his first time up. Righty to righty. Down and away, ball two. The Great Lakes Loon scored one in the first, one in the second. They have two runs here in the third. A 4-1 Great Lakes lead. Emmanuel's deals. Down and away, three balls, one strike. For the Lugnuts, the only run, the only hit, a Brett Harris home run in the second inning. Lyle Lockhart has pitched them well. Emmanuel's to the plate. Low for ball four. Rios is on, second walk for Stevie. And now Edwin Mateo. Mateo walked and scored last inning. Switch hitter batting left. Here it comes. Down and in, ball one. After drawing a one-out block from Stevie Emmanuels, Emmanuels tried to pick off Mateo and threw it away. And then two batters later, Imanol Vargas singled him in. The deal. That too is buried, blocked well by catcher Cross. Two balls and no strikes. The runner at first base, Keikai Rios. No stolen base attempts this year. The Loons as a team have stolen 32 bases. They've only been caught 8 times. Here it comes. Up high. And now it's 3-0. Emmanuels has struggled with his location. Stevie sets and throws. Inside, ball four. He's walked a second straight loon. And he's done it on 9 pitches. 5-pitch walk for Rios. 4-pitch walk for Mateo. Lansing Lugnuts manager Phil Pohl is looking down the left side to the bullpen. And Kumar Nambiar, the left-hander, starting to get himself all set and ready to go. Well, Rios is at second, Mateo at first. 4-1 Loons. Two outs, the pitch. Ismael Alcantara fouls it up and away to the right. It's disappointing for Stevie Emmanuels. Just looking for consistency at the moment. He got Alcantara last inning on a ground out to shortstop. Righty throws to righty. Breaks it across the inside corner. Strike two called. Emmanuels was drafted in the 5th round in 2020 out of the University of Washington. Joined the Lugnuts to start last year, but last year was abbreviated by injuries. He brings it. Fastball's away. One ball and two strikes. This is the 7th batter of the bottom of the 3rd. A leadoff strikeout followed by 2 straight triples, Vivas and Ramos. Valera sack fly, and then Rios and Mateo drew walks. And now the 1-2 for Alcantara. Popped up, right side, foul ground, catch across toward the Loons dugout. But no, that ball's back into the stands. tomorrow, a 6.05 p.m. start time. And the Lugnuts will have Jeff Criswell taking on Cole Percival, who's best friends with the Lansing Lugnuts' Daniel Martinez. The two of them. Martinez coached by Cole's father, Troy. Here's the pitch. Line drive. Ned by the shortstop. Anales lunging left. Side retired. Inning over. Two hits, both triples. They scored. Two walks. They were stranded. And we go to the fourth inning. The Great Lakes lead is 4-1 over the Lansing Lugnuts. This is Lugnuts Baseball.
As the world faces the challenges of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, Lions recognize that kindness matters now more than ever. And Lions and Leos are finding ways to continue to serve our communities, including ordering food delivery for healthcare workers, holding story time for children online, and providing surgical masks to medical professionals and first responders. Empowering us to do more, Lions Clubs International Foundation has provided nearly $2.5 million in grant funding for COVID-19 relief. And that support continues to grow. For more than 100 years, in times of need, Lions always find a way to help those around them. And after we emerge from this, we will be stronger than ever. Visit lionsclubs.org to learn more.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
We go to the fourth inning now from Dow Diamond, and the Lansing Lugnuts batters due up to Thorkina and Harris. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Adam Jaxa will rejoin me tomorrow. Let's begin things with Austin Beck. Now Beck popped out to the second baseman Vivas his first time up. It takes on the left-hander, Lyle Lockhart. And the pitch on its way. Austin takes a strike called on the outside corner. Right-handed slugger waiting. And a one. Line drive over the leaping third baseman, Valera. A base hit down the left field line, heading for the corner. Mateo cuts it off. Beck hits for second base. A throw belatedly comes in as Mateo left the view into the left field corner. And so it was a blind throw for all of us here. Just a ball hurtling in from out of nowhere. A leadoff double for Austin Beck. And the Lugnuts have their second hit of the game. That is Austin's first double this year. That had been a wild stat. No doubles, no triples, six homers for Beck. Now Lockhart throws to Marty Bikina. 4-1 looms. Curveball bounced foul at home plate for strike one. Bikina grounded out to shortstop his first time. Here's the pitch from Lockhart. Down and away. Could not get him to chase the off-speed. Lansing has played some high-scoring games this year. And here we are in another one. Let's see if the Lugnuts offense can get things going the second time around against the Southpaw out of Arkansas. Lugnuts just lost on Sunday 10-8. Here's the pitch. Up high. And Lansing has the bats to do it. And they're taking from Lockhart. When we say crafty lefty, that's the truth. He does not blow you away with his velocity. Although he does throw a cut fastball, everything moves. Lockhart delivers. Bikina lays off, breaking ball low. Three balls and one strike. Bikina recognized immediately. The man on deck, Brett Harris, homered his first time up. Beck is at second. There's nobody out. Top half of the fourth inning. 4-1 loons. The lefty sets high. Kicks. Throws. Bikina pops it foul back and out of play. And Marty Bikina, the Michigan State Spartan. And going back in the Lansing Lugnuts history, the only other MSU Spartan that I could find who suited up in the Lugnuts black, silver, and red was Eli Boyke back in 2011. 3-2 pitch will wait, a pivot about, and Lockhart gets back to retreat to second. Lyle Lockhart at 6'3", 225 pounds. Sets high, kicks, the pitch, swing and a miss. He strikes out Bikina. Marty expending on a changeup away. Second strikeout for Lockhart. And that was going to be ball four. So now it's Brett Harris who steps in. Harris homered his first time up, got out in front of Lockhart 2-1, and then he laced one high over the left field wall. The first pitch here. Change up, up and away. Loon's outfield is straight up. The third baseman, Valera, is hugging his line. Second baseman, Vivas, is up the middle. Right-handed batter waits. Southpaw throws. Two balls and no strikes. The cleanup hitter in the Lansing order. Here's the pitch. That's called a strike in the inside corner. Harris wasn't convinced. Curved in according to the home plate umpire, Emma Charlesworth Sealer. Two balls and one strike. Back at second, one out. Lansing down 4-1 in the fourth. Crucial moment for Lansing. The pitch. A ground ball right down to the third baseman, Valera. Holds the runner, throws across, and the stretch by Vargas. Two gone. Valera is playing his opposite number perfectly. And now it's going to be up to Tyler Soderstrom to try to bring in Beck after Austin led off the inning with a double. Considering the Great Lakes Loons offense, if the Lansing Lugnuts don't take advantage of these opportunities, this is a rare one. Keep in mind Beck's double, just the second hit against the lefty Lockhart. Lockhart's pitch, a breaking ball, called a strike in the inside corner to Soderstrom. Well, the Loons are just going to run away in this game. It does look like Stevie Emanuels might be done. We'll see. Kumar Nambiar is back up and throwing in the pen. Lockhart to the plate, and 0-1 for Soderstrom, who grounded out to first his first time. He swings and lines one to right field. DeLuca comes in, plays it on a hop. Beck's around third base. He's coming in to score. The throw is into second base. An RBI, a single by Soderstrom, off the off speed from Lockhart, and the Lugnuts trail 4-2. It is so challenging to get through this Lugnut starting nine. Lockhart got through after Keita and Harris, but Soderstrom got him. And now Aribiel Angeles takes it right down the middle. Strike one called. The fastball to start him. Soderstrom at first, two outs. Lugnut's back on the board. Down by two. Short lead at first for Soderstrom. Lefty throws to right-handed batter. Anales takes ball one, fading outside. I think by this point the Lugnuts have gained the measure of Lockhart. Anales flied out to center fielder off Contreras' first time up. He just missed one. He gets a 1-1 break even here.
It's on its way.
Line drive, left field, that's down your base hit, and right past the
ball. It's going to go the wall.
Shoulder on base. He's coming plate. There will be a throw. On
second, and the Lansing Rugrats at Great Lakes lead to one run. It was the laser by Andres and mismade by Mateo in left field. The Loons four, the Lugnuts three. This feels like how Lansing Lugnuts games have gone as of late. The pitchers have allowed runs, and so the hitters just get up there and start swinging them right back into the game. The official score is checked in with a single and then E7 on Mateo in left field. Lawrence Butler is the next Lansing Lugnuts batter. Lefty, lefty. Mateo's first error of the year, by the way. The pitch to Butler. Breaking ball down and away, ball one. It was an awkward first at-bat for Butler against Lockhart. Lockhart went soft, 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 and then blew him away with a fastball in the outside corner. Butler swings and misses. There's the off-speed, strike one. And Lawrence isn't recognizing. And he's overeager at the moment. Angeles at second base is the game-tying run. The 1-1. Breaking ball off the outside corner, ball two. Well, maybe with a hitter's count. And Butler will barrel. We shall see. Two runs are in on three hits and one error. And these runs have scored with two outs. Lockhart delivers. Butler swings and misses. Two balls and two strikes. Once again, off speed. Lawrence Butler has knocked in 18 runs this year. That's tied for the team lead. A two-ball, two-strike pitch from Lockhart. Well, wait. The kick and the pivot. And Angeles scurried back into second. In the Lansing pen, Kumar Nambiar has stopped throwing. And in watching his warm-ups, they haven't truly been serious yet. We could see Emmanuels begin the bottom of the fourth with Nambiar ready behind him. We're ready here at 2-2. Lockhart to Butler. The hold, the pitch. Swing and a miss, struck him out again. It was the off-speed once more that Butler whipped through. Lockhart records his third strikeout, his second of Butler. But the Lansing Lugnuts score two on three hits. Tyler Soderstrom knocks in Austin Beck, and then Angeles the single, the error by Mateo. Soderstrom came round. Angeles is left at second base. As we go to the bottom of the fourth inning, this game is interesting. It's the Great Lakes Loons 4, the Lansing Lugnuts 3.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many? Just one person had said something.
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Lansing Lugnuts creep two runs closer, two on the top of the fourth inning. And the Lugnuts are down 4-3 in Great Lakes as we go to the bottom of the fourth.
It is still Stevie Emmanuels on the mound as Emmanuel Vargas sends this pitch foul out of play to the left side. The first one was a called strike, and the count is nothing and two on the Great Lakes Loons' number nine hitter, DeLuca Leonard, to follow. The right-hander throws. A left-handed batter takes a called strike three in the inside corner. Strikeout number five for Emmanuels. He gets sent out to the mound here to begin the bottom of the fourth inning, and things begin well. Now, his pitch number 71 for Stevie, who has been on the ropes for the first three innings. Now to the top of the order, he deals to Johnny DeLuca. First pitch misses, off speed low, ball one. He struck out DeLuca's last time, got him looking. DeLuca's one for two with a double. Righty fires to righty. There's a strike called. It went slider. 4-3 Great Lakes in the bottom of the fourth inning. One out, nobody on. DeLuca swings, and it's a high fly out to center. Brian Buelvas and Marty Bikina are there. It's Bikina from left with a catch, shy of the warning track. And the wind might have knocked that down. There's two outs. Here comes Edis Leonard. Leonard is one for two with a single, a run scored, a strikeout. Righty versus righty, two outs. Up high above the letters, ball one. Well, if Stevie Emmanuels can finish off this bottom of the fourth inning, if he can do it in order, one, two, three. The pitch, a bouncing ball, foul, dribbled up the left side. And Kumar Nambiar warmed up in the pen in the bottom of the third inning. And then Nambiar was throwing in the top half of this fourth inning because the assumption was, well, if Stevie gets into more trouble, we'll make the move. There has not been more trouble. Strikeout looking quickly, fly out to left quickly. There comes the ninth pitch of the inning on its way. He missed down and away for ball two. I mean, Stevie Emmanuels still only at 77 pitches. The Washington Husky delivers. He missed low for ball three. Yorbit Vivas is on deck. Vivas has tripled twice against Emmanuels. High set. The kick, the pitch. Inside, he's walked him. It is not going to be a 1-2-3 inning. That's the fourth walk for Stevie Emmanuels, and with that, Phil Poles coming out to the mound. And Stevie is, in fact, done right here. Well, for Stevie Emmanuels, his line is not complete because he leaves a runner on. And in the end, 3 2/3 innings is how far he pitches on 78 pitches, 47 strikes. Emmanuels walks four. He strikes out five. He allows six hits. He gave up three triples, a double, and a single. Make that two singles. And Kumar Nambiar is now out of the game for the Lansing Lugnuts. It is the Loons four, the Lugnuts three. Nambiar so far through 11 appearances, all out of the pen. In 18 2/3 innings, he has allowed 16 hits. He has walked six, and he has struck out 18. The league is batting just .235 against him. He has also allowed only one home run this year. Nambiar drafted out of Yale in the 34th round 3 years ago. Last time that we saw him on the hill was his best appearance of the year. Six strikeouts and three scoreless innings against the Dayton Dragons. That was 4 days ago. Nambiar, therefore, pitching on more rest than anybody else in the pen. Although also on 2 days rest, entering play today, Edward Barham, I should say, other pitchers on 2 days rest. Nambiar came in on 3 days rest. The pitchers who are on 2 days rest are Barham, Angelo Infante, Trayson Kubo, and Brock Whittlesey. So the Lugnuts bullpen ready to go here in the series opener against the Loons. And they'll be needed. Already the call to the bullpen in the bottom half of the fourth inning in a 4-3 game. Loons leading, two outs, Leonard at first. Lefty throws to lefty, Nambier's pitch. A curveball up and inside, ball one to Yorbit Vivas. Nambier back in 2015, the New York State Class AA Player of the Year. The 1-0. Popped up. On the left side of the infield, the third baseman Harris is under it, called off. Shortstop Anales makes the catch with the runner Leonard hugging him. Leonard was running with his head down. He ran right into Anales. He realized at the last second. He gave him a caring embrace as Anales secured that pop out, and that ends the fourth inning. Lansing Lugnuts are trailing the Great Lakes Loons 4-3. Nambiar strands the runner on, so Emmanuel's line is complete. The Lugnuts will send up Cross, Wilvas, and Swift as we go to the fifth. Stay with us.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
The Lugnuts just scored two runs last inning against the Great Lakes Loons. Lyle Lockhart. Lockhart is now done. It's 4-3 Loons leading the Lansing Lugnuts. New man on the mound for the Loons. And his first pitch of the top half of the fifth inning missed inside, ball one to Matt Cross. It was delivered by Cole Dunsing, wearing number 51. The pitch, that's outside. It's a great linebacker number. Cole Dunsing. At 6 feet 4 inches tall, 195 pounds, out of Overland Park, Kansas. Signed as a minor league free agent this year. There's a foul up and away, off to the right side. Two balls, one strike for Matt Cross, who walked against the starter, Lockhart. In his four innings, allowed four hits and three runs. He struck out three and walked one. Gave up a homer to Harris. Matt Cross swings and misses. 94 miles an hour on the fastball. Now the count is two balls and two strikes. Dunsing is 1-2 with a 4.4 ERA and 10 appearances for the Loons. The rest of his stats in a moment. He deals. Cross takes. Strike three called. A fastball gets him. One up and one gone. That for Dunsing is his 15th strikeout now in 14 and two-thirds. He has walked five. He's allowed 17 hits. The league hitting .288 against him entering play today. And Dunsing is allowed one home run. Dunsing out of Blue Valley Northwest High School. Fires. Brian Buelva shows bunt, pulls back, takes ball one outside. That last name of Dunsing, D-U-E-N-S-I-N-G. He's 23. The pitch. Outside corner, strike called. Count is evened up to Brian Buelva. Wilvas grounded into a double play his first time. The pitch, swing and a miss. And now it's one ball and two strikes. One out, nobody on. Great Lakes leads 4-3 in the top of the fifth inning. Dunsing, the former Angels prospect. Green Sox pulled up high. Fires. Low and away. Two balls and two strikes to Puelvas. Originally, Cole Dunson had been drafted by the Angels back in the sixth round in 2016. Puelvas is handcuffed and strikes out swinging. Good breaking ball in. Two outs. Dunson working his way up through the Angels organization after getting drafted out of high school in 2016. Pitched in the Arizona League in 2016, 2017, pitched in the Arizona League 2018, back to the Pioneer League. Hits the outside corner, called strike one on the leadoff hitting Drew Swift. Right-hander against right-hander. Two outs with nobody on. The Lugnuts batting in the fifth, down 4-3. 2019, Dunson made his way to the Midwest League. Buries one low and in, one ball, one strike. Pitched for the Burlington Bees in 2019 with 25 appearances, 20 starts. Struck out 90 batters in 96 innings. I remember him with Burlington. The 1-1. Swift swings and lifts it foul up into the right side. Vargas, the first baseman, toward the railing, but that ball's off to the rolling grassy hill up the right side, which is littered with blankets. One ball, two strikes on Swift. In 2021, he was back in, he was in High A at the time. He was in the Northwest League, which had moved up to High A last year, pitching for Tri-City. And he had moved to the bullpen, but he struggled with his command and released. Swift takes down and in. Two balls and two strikes. So Cole Dunson released on August the 8th, 2021, signed by the Dodgers on February the 7th of this year, and assigned to the Great Lakes Loons to open up this year, and here he is. Dunson delivers. Outside corner, strike three called. He strikes out the side in the top of the fifth. Gets cross-looking, gets Puelvas swinging, and then freezes Swift with a fastball away. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning, halfway to the house, and it's the Loons 4, the Lansing Lugnuts 3.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day. UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Well, here's the Nuts and Bolts store, your one-stop shop for all Lugnuts gear. We have a great selection of hats, shirts, novelty items, hardware, new stuff arriving every week. So stop on by and check out the great Nuts and Bolts selection.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Jose Ramos leads off the bottom half of the fifth inning at Dow Diamond, taking ball one down and in from Kumar Nambiar. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This is Lugnuts Baseball. Lugnuts trail 4-3. Here's a swing and a miss on the off-speed from Nambiar. One ball and one strike. Glad to have you along here with me. Nambiar took over for the starting pitcher, Steve Emmanuels, in the fourth. Fastball, called a strike in the outside corner. And now it's 1-2 on Ramos. Nambiar will face Ramos, Valera, and Rios, 4-5-6 in the home fifth inning. Loons up by a run. The pitch, fastball, called strike three on the inside corner. Strikeout number one for Nambiar. One up, one gone to bring up Leonel Valera. The pitch from Nambiar misses outside, ball one. Valera is officially 0 for 1, 4-3 looms. Steps back in from an off-speed down and inside. And it's now two balls and no strikes. I remember when the Lugnuts first faced Leonel Valera. The pitch, he takes it outside. That the Lugnuts coaching staff was enamored with him. Whole idea being he is relatively young. He plays the infield. He has such great power. As the 3-0. And Nambiar misses inside. He's walked him. Four-pitch walk for Valera. 12th walk this year to go along with 42 strikeouts. That had been his vulnerability. But Valera works his way aboard. And now the batter is Keikai Rios. For the Great Lakes Loons now this season, 128 walks. The Lugnuts as a team on the other side, 126 walks. Comparable. The pitch. Rios takes. Strike called at the knees. Keikai Rios. That first name, K-E-K-A-I. Bats right. The deal. Runner moves. Pitch called to strike. Throw down to second base. Tag applied late. A feet first slide in there. And Leonel Valera has his 9th steal in 9 attempts this year. He is in a scoring position against Nambiar. Second successful stolen base attempt against Nambiar. And as many attempts. An 0-2 pitch for Keikai Rios. Coming in. Swing and a miss. He pulled the string and whiffs him. Second strikeout for Nambiar. Second out of the bottom of the 5th. It's the Loons 4, the Lugnuts 3. Here comes the Loons left fielder, Edwin Mateo. Valera in scoring position. Great Lakes looking to add to its total. And Nambiar looks for that third out of the bottom half of the 5th. Switch hitting Mateo bats right. Nambiar spins about on the hill. It was Mateo who committed third and most recent run. That came in the 2-run top of the 4th inning. The Loons left fielder waits. Nambiar's pitch. He popped him up into right field. Lawrence Butler comes in. Now he goes back. Now he goes to his right, and he's got the catch high above his head. He danced with it, but he ends the 5th inning scorelessly for Nambiar. Just a walk, and a Loon left in scoring position. And that sends us to the 6th inning, with the Loons leading the Lugnuts 4-3.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
A kid's day from Midland, Michigan. And the kids are loving it. The ballpark is jammed, packed. And it's a beautiful day at that for the first game of this series. Lansing Lugnuts and the Great Lakes Loons. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. So glad. It is Austin Beck who will lead off the top of the 6th inning for the Lugnuts. Lansing down 4-3. Beck, Bikin, and Harris 2-3-4 against the big right-hander Cole Dunsing. Dunsing out of the stretch deals. Beck takes the off-speed, breaking in there for a called strike one. About 60 degrees right now. Righty throws to righty. Beck hits it high in the air to center. Alcantara measures, steps back to his left with a one-hand grab above his left shoulder. One man up and one man out. That'll bring up Marty Bikina. Now Bikina is 0 for 2. He is grounded to short. He is struck out swinging. Right-hander against right-hander. A fastball starts him off at 92 miles an hour, a called strike one. Four to three looms. The pitch fouled up and away over to the right side. Lugnuts just want a base runner right now, especially considering the bats that are coming up next. Dunsing's pitch. Bikina breaks his bat, grounds it weakly down to third. Valera comes in, scoops, fires to first base, and the stretch of the bag by Vargas. At number two, Leonel Valera is showing off how strong his arm is, wearing his sunglasses on the back of his Loons baseball cap. Now there's two outs. Brings up Brett Harris now. The Lansing Lugnuts third baseman is 1 for 2 with a home run. Lansing is down by a run. Dunsing's pitch. Breaking in and low. Ball one. The Lugnuts this year have seen 4 times. Once it was Harris. Twice Tyler Soderstrom. Once Austin Beck. The deal. Fastball called a strike on the outer edge. Ball and a strike on Brett. Two outs, bases clear in the sixth. Dunsing struck out 3 in a row to open up the fifth, his first inning. His pitch, Harris lines it, slicing to right. DeLuca comes in, he nabs it, and that's a second perfect inning for the reliever Dunsing. He gets through 2, 3, and 4 in the order. And we're through 5.5. The Loons 4-3 lead remains intact. This is Lugnuts Baseball.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, I'm Marcos Martinez with the Lansing Lugnuts, Group Sales Account Executive. If you're looking to bring a group out this summer to have a blast at the ballpark, give me a call at 517-827-2584. I hope to hear from you, and go nuts.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Kumar Nambiar has been very good so far out of the Lansing Lugnuts pen. A southpaw out of Larchmont, New York, remains on the hill for the bottom of the sixth inning. 4-3, his Lugnuts trail the Great Lakes Loons. Throws to Ismael Alcantara. And the first offering's in there, a curveball for a called strike. Alcantara, Vargas, and DeLuca, 8-9-1. The pitch, a very high. 1-1. Nambiar, a 34th round pick of the Oakland Athletics 3 years ago against the center fielder Alcantara. The pitch up high. Ismael Alcantara, 23 years of age. 5 years ago, he was signed as a free agent. Signed out of Santo Domingo, El Capital. The pitch. Curveball. Still a little bit high. Trying to bring it down, but he could not. And now it's 3-1. Alcantara is 0-2 with a ground out to short and a line out to short. He's challenged Angeles. 3-1. It pops it up. Foul. Back and out of play. Count is full. Lugnut's bullpen is quiet with how well Nambiar has pitched. Kumar Nambiar, last year pitching for the Stockton Ports, he made 12 starts and only 3 relief appearances. He offers, swing and a miss. He got him with a changeup. Nambiar records his 3rd strikeout. He has now worked 1 2/3 hitless, scoreless innings. Just 1 base runner, the Valero walk last frame. And Nambiar will now take on Imanol Vargas. I-M-A-N-O-L, Imanol. And lefty versus lefty. 4-3 loons in the bottom of the 6th. The pitch, fastball runs high. Ball 1. Faced the Lugnuts starting pitcher, Stevie Emanuels, twice. Got him for an RBI single and then struck out. Takes a curve high. And now it's 2 balls and no strikes. Well, Nambiar came all the way back against Alcantara after falling behind 3-1. What does he do here on 2-0? He curves him low and away, and now it's 3-0. All of the offense early. The Loons scored 1 in the 1st, 1 in the 2nd, and 2 in the 3rd against Emanuels. And for the Lugnuts, a Brett Harris homer in the 2nd, and 2 more runs in the 4th. Cusack since. The pitch. Up. Ball 4. That is Nambiar's 2nd 4-pitch walk in as many innings. And it comes to the number 9 batter. So it's now Johnny DeLuca who steps in. The slugging DeLuca, 11 home runs this year. 1 on, 1 out, 4-3 Great Lakes. The pitch, high, ball 5. Players with 11 home runs in the Midwest League this year. Johnny DeLuca, Great Lakes, Alex McGarry, Dayton, who homered 3 times against the Lugnuts last week. The deal. That is shot toward short. 1 hop for Angeles. Underhands to Swift. 1. Drew over to first. Double play. Side retired. This inning was looking treacherous. A runner on for DeLuca with Leonard and Vivas looming. But Kumar Nambiar faces the minimum. Johnny DeLuca grounds into his 4th double play of the year. And onward to the 7th. The Lansing Lugnuts down 4-3. The Lugnuts coming up, Soderstrom, Angeles, and Butler. Stay tuned.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
Shinran. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe, and you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Tyler Soderstrom leads off the top of the seventh inning for the Lansing Lugnuts. Lugnuts down 4-3. Or let me correct myself as a matter of fact. Soderstrom already retired. Here's Aribiel Anjeles, who takes a called strike one. We began real quick, and on the first pitch of the top of the seventh inning, Soderstrom popped out to third. So with one gone, here's Aribiel Anjeles. Swings and fouls one out of play to the right side. Sometimes 60 seconds is too long. Things up in between innings here. The pitch to Anjeles. Swing and a miss, a breaking ball away. He strikes out. Taking on the new right-hander, Braden Fisher, for the Great Lakes Loons. Fisher's made short work of two top prospects for the Lansing Lugnuts. And now here comes Lawrence Butler in a one-run game in the seventh. Cole Dunsing done after two perfect innings, three strikeouts. Braden Fisher at 6-4. Right-hander throws to Butler, batting left. Missed outside, ball one. The Lugnuts are one swing away from tying this game. Fisher, a fourth rounder from back in 2018 by the Dodgers. Out of Clear Falls High School, he fires. Butler pops it foul off to the left side. One ball and one strike. Lawrence Butler struck out twice against the starting pitcher, Lyle Lockhart. Now against the reliever, Fisher, in the seventh. Two outs, nobody on. A 1-1 pitch. Up high and right through catcher Rios to the backstop. Ball two. Matt Cross is waiting on deck. Braden Fisher so far this year, eight relief appearances and just one run allowed on only two hits and 11 and a third innings. Fires. Up high, ball three. Now Fisher has walked eight. He has struck out 15. Command has been the question. A 3-1 pitch to Butler. High, ball four. He has walked nine. And the potential game-tying run is aboard. And Butler has a lot of speed. In Lansing's pen, there is action. Kumar Nambiar might be done after two and a third scoreless innings. Brock Whittlesey is warming up. Look out. Knees bent. Bright red batting gloves gripping the bat. Pickoff throw. Right into Butler and it bounces away. But he doesn't go far. He's smarting. He's rubbing his right hip. He got hit squarely by Fisher. And they simply toss that baseball away. It's an HBP. Except the P in this case does not stand for pitch. It stands for pickoff throw. Ready for play. 4-3, Great Lakes, top of the seventh. Cross swings and hits one high and deep to left. Is it fair or foul? If it's fair, the Lugnuts lead. It's a fair ball and a two-run go-ahead homer for Cross. 5-4, Lansing in the seventh on Matt Cross's first home run of the year. Matt Cross takes Braden Fisher out. Fisher had only allowed one run all year, and there's runs number two and three. Now the batter is Brian Buelvas. How about that swing of events? The pitch. Buelvas swings and hits one high and deep to left. Back goes Mateo with room. Shy of the track. He's got a two-hand squeeze. And the side is retired. But Matt Cross just powered the Lansing Lugnuts in the lead at 5-4 with a two-run homer off Braden Fisher. We hit the stretch from Great Lakes.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers.
But there is help and hope.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Catcher Matt Cross with a two-run go-ahead home run. A 400-foot shot to left. And the Lansing Lugnuts are up 5-4 in the Great Lakes Loons, going to the bottom of the seventh from Dow Diamond. Lansing goes back to the pen. Brock Whittlesey is the new right-hander in, replacing the lefty Kumar Nambiar, who went 2 1/3 scoreless innings. He walked 2, restruck out 3. Whittlesey fires in a fastball called a strike in the outside corner. Starting off, Eddie Leonard. Right-hander against right-hander. Leonard, Vivas, and Ramos, 2-3-4. Against Whittlesey out of New Mexico State. The pitch missed away. One ball, one strike. The Loons warm up an arm in the pen down the right side. A 1-1. Fouled straight back, strike 2. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This is Lugnuts Baseball. This has been, especially recently, as this offense has caught fire and flexed its muscles. Leonard 1-for-2 with a walk. The pitch. He swings, smashes a base hit up the third base side, eluding Brett Harris, and that's extra bases to the left field corner. Leonard's around a second base. He's content in stopping there. Bikina gets it in. A leadoff double for Leonard. And now Yorbit Vivas. There's the game-tying run, 180 feet away. Vivas bats left, righty, Whittlesey sets. 5-4 Lugnuts, the pitch. Lifted, left center field, Marty Bikina to his left, makes the catch in the alleyway. Leonard tags, Bikina's throw to third base is cut. He slides in feet first with a cloud full of dust. A fly out for out number one. Well now. It is Jose Ramos who steps in. Tying run 90 feet away. Lugnuts bring the infield in the bottom of the seventh. The first pitch. Takes it outside, a slider for ball one. Ramos is 1-for-3 with a strikeout, an RBI triple, and another strikeout. Righty throws to righty. Whittlesey misses low. Jose Ramos entering play today, the number 14 prospect in the Dodgers organization. Signed out of Panama. A 2-0. Up and inside, ball 3. His hit tool graded by MLB Pipeline, 50. His run at a 50. His fielding at a 55. 3-0. Swings and misses. Strike 1. He had the green light. So above average tools across the board. Promoted here to Great Lakes today after going 277 with his average with 6 home runs in Rancho Cucamonga. 3-1. Swing and a miss, strike 2. Now he struck out 36 times in 28 games with Rancho. He walked 18 times. And he already has 2 whiffs today. He's got his teammate Leonard at third base. 5-4 Lugnuts. The pitch down low. He walks. He does not chase the Whittlesey off speed. So Ramos to first base and Leonard at third. And the batter's Lionel Valera. Valera has grounded into two double plays this year. That's what the Lugnuts would love right now. Middle infielders play back. Leonard at third, Ramos at first. 5-4 Lansing with one out, bottom of the seventh. Whittlesey's pitch on the outside corner, strike called. By the way, Ramos stole two bases with Rancho Cucamonga. He does run well. He leads away from first, held on by Soderstrom. And a 1 now to Valero. Swing and a miss. He chased it. Slider down and away. Strike two. Nobody on this Loons team strikes at more than Lionel Valera. Brock Whittlesey would love to get him here for out number two. Right-hander sets at the belt. Here's the pitch. Slider taken low. Valera watched it all the way in. One ball and two strikes. Keikai Rios is waiting on deck for Great Lakes. A double by Lance at first. Swing and a miss by Valera. A high fastball strikes him out. Two gone now in the bottom of the seventh. And up steps Keikai Rios. Rios has struck out twice and he's walked in between. Right-hander fires to right-hander. Rios takes low. No, called strike one. He thought it was low. What a chance here for the Loons. Down by a run in the seventh. The pitch. Ramos moves. Pitch called a strike. The runner moving from first to second. Ramos stopped trying to get a throw down. Cross never threw. And so Ramos reluctantly takes second base. No balls and two strikes now on Rios. The Lansing Lugnuts concede the steal, which is fine if Whittlesey can get Rios. Can he? The 0-2. A bouncing ball hit toward short. Alais comes in, gloves, fires to first. They do get him, and the inning is over. Rios remains hitless, a walk and a double, stranded in scoring position. The Loons do not score. As we go to the eighth, it is the Lugnuts 5, the Loons 4.
As the world faces the challenges of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, Lions recognize that kindness matters now more than ever. And Lions and Leos are finding ways to continue to serve our communities, including ordering food delivery for healthcare workers, holding story time for children online, and providing surgical masks to medical professionals and first responders. Empowering us to do more, Lions Clubs International Foundation has provided nearly $2.5 million in grant funding for COVID. That support continues to grow. For more than 100 years, in times of need, Lions always find a way to help those around them. And after we emerge from this, we will be stronger than ever. Visit lionsclubs.org to learn more.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Oh, this one has been some fun. A matinee series opener between the Loons and the Lansing Lugnuts. Coming your way from Dow Diamond in Midland, Michigan. and it's a 5-4 game. A game in which the Lugnuts trailed, well, first 1-0 before Brett Harris' home run tied up the game, and then 4-1. But they scored 2 runs in the 4th, and then Matt Cross had a 2-run homer in the 7th. And the Lugnuts just escaped a crucial spot in the bottom of the 7th. We start up the 8th. Drew Swift takes a called strike 1. 84 miles an hour, according to the radar gun here. Whistling in there. The Loons' new pitcher, Antonio Knowles. Right-hander kicks and throws. Breaking ball called a strike in the outside corner. Knowles replaces Braden Fisher, whom Matt Cross took yard with 2 outs in the top of the 7th inning. 400-foot shots. Knowles throws to Swift. Missed outside. 1-2. Drew Swift is 0-3. Flying out to right, lining out to second, striking out looking. Antonio Knowles. Very good this year. Swing and a miss. He's speed. And there's one away in the 8th. Check out these numbers for Knowles. 22-year-old out of Key West, Florida, taken in the 13th round last year out of Florida Southwest State College. Through 9 appearances, 11 innings. Entering play today, Knowles had allowed 3 unearned runs, nothing earned. He fires, and Austin Beck takes a fastball down the middle, a called strike at 90 miles an hour. Knowles has struck out 11. Now you can make it 12 in 11 1/3 innings. League batting just 175. Beck takes a pitch outside that goes all the way to the backstop. 1-1, and the DH batting second. The man on deck, Marty Bikina. And then if anybody reaches, Brett Harris and then Tyler Soderstrom. A 1-1 pitch. Outside again. Beck today is 1-3 with a double. A lot of Lugnuts have had that one key swing. Lansing only has 5 hits, but the Lugnuts are up 5-4. Knowles throws. Beck swings and misses. 2-2. Beck with his double and a run scored. Brett Harris 1-3 with a home run. Tyler Soderstrom 1-3 with an RBI single and a run scored. 2-2. Beck takes low. 3. Eribio Angeles a single and on the play. Mateo committed an error, allowing Soderstrom to score. Matt Cross 1-2. A 2-run go-ahead homer last inning. This is a payoff pitch for Austin Beck. Line drive base hit left field. Mateo on hand, gobbles it, feeds it in with the left hand. It's a single for Beck, and with 1 out, a base runner for Lansing. Now Marty Bikina. Right-hander against right-hander, 5-4 Lansing. The first pitch, outside. Now, Bikina has not yet had his key swing, but you figure it's due. The veteran presence in the middle of the order, the 25-year-old Bikina from Chicago. Knowles delivers. Missed again, low and away. And the thing about Bikina, in 7 games with the Lugnuts, he has drawn 5 walks. He's been hit by 3 pitches. He has ways of getting on base. The pitch to him. Swing and a miss. He was way off on the off speed. 2-1. Hey, when it's 2-0, you can afford to guess. And guess wrong in this case. Antonio Knowles has his sign. Deals. Swing and a miss. 2-2. The man on deck, Brett Harris. Sun beating down upon the players on the field. Lugnuts in the road black uniforms, road gray pants. Beck leading away from first base. Here comes the break even. A bouncing ball dragged foul up the left side. Looked like that was Joey Estes in the Lugnuts dugout who went reaching out for it along with a teammate. And all the kids massed around. Everybody aching for that foul ball. They tossed it right into that mob of reaching hands. Tried again. 2-2, Knowles to Bikina. Here it comes. Got him swinging. Breaking ball down and away. Knowles records his second strikeout. So now Brett Harris. Entering play today in the Midwest League, the Lansing Lugnuts at 14-19, the Loons at 19-14. The Loons had pulled within three and Nuts just took three from over the course of the last series. The Dragons are 22-10. The pitch to Brett Harris. Taking all the way, called strike one, breaking ball to start him. Then in third place, Lake County at 14-18. 8 games back, and then the Lansing Lugnuts tied with the West Michigan Whitecaps at 14-19. Here comes an 0-1. On its way. Way outside. And the Fort Wayne Tin Caps are in last place in the East Division at 13-20. 9.5 games back of Dayton. And that's your look at the East Division. Beck is at first, 5-4 Lansing, 2 outs in the 8th. The pitch. Harris swings and lots it up the middle. Backhanded by second baseman Vivas. Back of second base. He plants and throws to first in time. On the side, retired. The Austin Beck single is stranded. And we are through 7.5 innings. Lansing Lugnuts 5, the Great Lakes Loons 4. Stay with me.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletic Ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
As it so happens, that voice that just brought us back is the voice of the Great Lakes Loons, Brad Tunney. His Loons are trailing the Lansing Lugnuts 5-4. Brock Whittlesey out of Mesa, Arizona. Back to the hill for a second inning of work out of the Lansing Lugnuts pen. The bottom of the 8th inning will see Mateo, Alcantara, and Vargas do. And if Whittlesey can get them all, that would mean the top of the Loons order for the fateful 9th. Lansing 5, Loons 4. Edwin Mateo, switch hitter, bats left. Righty throws. It is bunted up in the air and foul back under the screen on the left side. Strike one. Mateo is 0-1. He has walked twice. He has scored a run. He has also flied out to right field. Whittlesey fires. A bouncing ball foul up the right side. On the count is nothing and two. Mateo is not the biggest guy, 5'9" tall. He was signed 6 years ago as a free agent by the LA Dodgers. Whittlesey out of the stretch. 0-2. Over his head with a fastball. I gave you the Midwest League Eastern Division standings entering play today. In the top half of this inning. Over in the West, the Cedar Rapids Colonels have the best record in the league. 1-2. Again too high. 2 balls, 2 strikes. The Colonels are 24-9. They're 12-3 at home. They're 12-6 on the road. They are 2 games up on second place Wisconsin. A 2-2. Ground ball, right side. Second baseman Swift comes up with a tough hop. Flings it over to first base in time. One gone. The Wisconsin Timber Rattlers are 22-11. And then the South Bend Cubbies are 20-13. The Cubs are four games back. Three of the best teams in the Midwest League all in the same division. Only two teams in the East are above 500. The pitch to Ismael Alcantara is high, ball one. Then the Peoria Chiefs at 13-20, 11 games out of first, followed by the Quad Cities River Bandits at 12-21. Alcantara swings and misses the Whittlesey slider on the count of ball and a strike. And then finally, the last place team in the Midwest League's Western Division, the Beloit Snappers, who are 10-23. I should say the Beloit Sky Carp. Whittlesey's pitch outside. Two balls, one strike. And Beloit is 14 games out. And the Lansing Lugnuts are going to go to face Beloit in Beloit coming up soon. Here's Whittlesey's pitch. Fouled up and away to the right. Two balls, two strikes with one out in the bottom of the eighth inning. The Loons are batting, trailing the Lansing Lugnuts 5-4. Now Beloit has been a very poor road team. They are 5-16 on the road. They are 5-7, though, at home. Whittlesey's pitch. Broken bat, ground ball, right of the mound. Backhanded niftily by Swift. The second baseman pops up, fires to first for the out. Two gone. The gold glover at Arizona State, but that was playing shortstop. And here's Drew Swift showing off how well he can play the other side of the keystone. Star next to it on the scorecard. Now Emanuel Vargas, left-handed batter, first pitch at the letters, strike call. I bring up Beloit because, yes, the Lansing Lugnuts are playing six games here in Great Lakes and then going to play six games at Beloit. The pitch, Vargas pops it foul over our head. Now the count is no balls and two strikes. And Whittlesey is one more pitch away from finishing off a perfect bottom of the eighth inning. Lansing is up 5-4. Lugnuts pen. Whittlesey's 0-2. Slider down and in. Meanwhile, Johnny DeLuca is on deck for the Loons. The fearsome Loon slugger. Here's Whittlesey's 1-2. Vargas swings, skies it to right center field. Brian Guelvas routinely trots over to his left to pluck it out of the air. And that does it in a perfect eighth inning. Brock Whittlesey is through two scoreless. And we go to the ninth. The Lansing Lugnuts 5, the Loons 4.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
The Great Lakes Loons have 18 pitchers, so it stands to reason we should see. And we've got another one who's just stepped in. Antonio Knowles just fired the eighth inning for the Loons after Braden Fisher pitched the seventh. The new man on the mound for the top of the ninth inning is Jake Cantleberry. Just to catch up a little bit with the housekeeping here, the lefty Jake Cantleberry and a 5-4 game, Lugnuts leading, deals to Tyler Soderstrom. And a fastball misses outside, ball one. Last chance for the Lansing Lugnuts to add some insurance to this one-run lead before we go to the bottom of the ninth, where likely Trayson Kubo will come in. So does Sherman Hollis and Butler. Kettlebear's pitch. Fastball missed outside. 2 balls, no strikes. Tyler Soderstrom is 1-for-3 with an RBI single and a run scored. The pitch is on its way. That two misses low and away. And the count goes to 3-0 on the 2020 first rounder. Canterbury 6-1 out of Seattle, Washington, a former Missouri Tiger. He offers. There's a fastball right in there. Not a called strike one. Through 7 appearances, Canterbury's allowed 6 runs in 11 innings. Fires the 3-1. Soderstrom takes a fastball for a called strike two on the outside corner. Tyler thought that that pitch was outside. So, a payoff. A southpaw offers. Soderstrom sends it high in the air off the left side. Third baseman Valera in a foul ground into the Lugnuts' pen to make the catch at number one. Soderstrom walks back to the dugout thinking that he should have had a walk. Balloon starter Lyle Lockhart, 4 innings, 4 hits and 3 runs. 1 walk, 3 strikeouts. Gave up a home run to Brett Harris. Cole Dunsing, 2 perfect innings, the 5th and the 6th. But Braden Fisher in the 7th allowed a 2-run homer to Matt Cross. And now A. Rebiel Anales hits one high and deep to left. Back goes Mateo. Apple, it comes past center fielder Alcantara. But Anales is content, jogging to second with a double. His second hit of the game. That'll bring up Lawrence Butler. Butler is 0-for-2 with a walk and a run scored on the Cross home run. Anales hit second, 180 feet away. 5-4 Lugnuts in the ninth. The pitch, Butler takes it up high. Ball one. Left-hander against left-hander. Feel like here in Great Lakes, a one-run lead wouldn't make you feel all that comfortable. The pitch, that's down low and away. 2 balls and no strikes. So a fine chance to increase it. Matt Cross, the home run hitter from the 7th, launched the Lugs in the lead, waits on deck. Butler takes a called strike on the outside corner. Five runs, 7 hits, 1 error for the Lugnuts. 4 runs, 7 hits, 1 error for the Loons. Cattleberry sets, throws. Bounced it in, ball three. And another wide one. Lawrence Butler will have walked again. Nobody in this Lugnuts team walks as much as Butler. 21 walks this year. Then again, nobody strikes out as much as Butler. 42 strikeouts. Here it comes. Lawrence takes a called strike on the outer edge, and the count is full. The Lugnuts as a team strike out less than any other team in the Midwest League. 3-2 pitch to Butler. Fouls it straight back. In the bottom of the ninth at hard and Vivas. But this Loon's offense has been quieted by the Lansing pen. 4 1/3 scoreless innings from Lugnuts relief. Canterbury's pitch. Butler skies it. Left side foul. Third baseman Valera toward the stands. Room to make the catch. Out number two. Butler, just like Tyler Soderstrom, fouling out to Lionel Valera. So now Matt Cross to try to add icing to his fine game. Two outs, Anjales at second, 5-4 Lugnuts, the pitch. A fastball up. A 1 ball, no strikes. native Buffaloan. Waits from the right side. The southpaw deals. Off speed, strike called, outside corner. Tonight, the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins get back together. The A's are 15-23. A's fell yesterday 3-1. Zach Logue, the former Lugnut, allowed 2 runs and 4 1/3. Cross lays off the off-speed outside. And it's now 2-1. A's come in at 15-23. Zach Logue has pitched well in his very first major league season. Here comes the 2-1 from Cannelberry. On its way. Cross hits it high and deep to left. Did he do it again? Way back. Goodbye. Out onto the lawn beyond the left field wall. His second straight two-run homer. Lansing leads 7-4. Matt Cross homered once all of last year. Home runs number 1 and 2 arrive this afternoon in Midland, Michigan. Now Brian Buelvas, who is 0 for 3 today, 2 outs, nobody on. Buelvas takes, strike one called on the outer edge. Cross becomes the fourth different Lugnuts player with a 2-homer game this year. He joins Harris, Beck, and Soderstrom. The pitch, down and away. But Matt Cross was the only one of those players who had 0 homers all year before hitting his first 2 shots of the season. Canterbury's pitch. Buelvas chased it and missed the off-speed. On the count, 1 ball and 2 strikes. Two outs, nobody on. Left-handed pitcher to the right-handed batter. Buelvas loops it shallow right. DeLuca rushes in, makes a diving catch. Johnny DeLuca takes away a base hit from Buelvas. Side retired. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Matt Cross gives the Lugnuts some insurance. It is 7-4. Lansing leads at Great Lakes on Cross's second 2-run homer of the game. Stay with me.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned, no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, I'm Nick Bertoia. I'm the corporate sales manager here with the Lansing Lugnuts. If you're a business looking to plan a fun outing to reward employees, treat clients, and build team morale, give me a call at 517-827-2598 to talk more about our great group venues. Now back to Lugnuts baseball. Go Nuts.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
It's the bottom of the ninth inning, and it begins with a Johnny DeLuca grounder to third. Brett Harris picks it up and throws over to first base, and there's one gone. So glad to have you along here with me. One out, nobody on, bottom of the ninth inning. And Lansing is 2 outs away from the victory. Trayson Kubo, the Lansing Lugnuts right-hander, in replacing Brock Whittlesey. He just dispatched Johnny DeLuca, and now he deals to Eddie Lanard. 7-4 Lugnuts. Lanard takes a called strike in the outside corner. Lanard today is 2-for-3 with a single, a double, a strikeout, and a walk. Righty versus righty. Pitch on its way. Fouled back to the screen. No balls and two strikes. One out, nobody on. Bottom of the ninth inning from Dow Diamond. The pitch. A ground ball past the mound to his left shortstop on the lace. Reaches down, picks it up, spins and throws late to first base. It's an infield single. And a three-hit game for Leonard. That brings up Yorbit Vivas. Right-hander Kubo against the left-handed batter hitting third. Kubo's offering. Fouled off at home plate, strike one. And now here's the benefit of Matt Cross's two-run homer in the top half of this inning. Gives the Lugnuts some leeway here, tying run in the on-deck circle. Vivas takes a called strike on the Kubo slider. And the count is nothing and two. Trayson Kubo bends down, gets his sign, straightens up. Leonard's at first. The pitch. That's hit in the air, left center field. Bikina and Buelvas converge. It's Buelvas from center field with the catch. And back to first base goes Leonard. There's two outs. And Lansing is one out away from the victory to open up this series over second place Great Lakes. The Loons at one point led this game 4-1. They're down 7-4 right now in the bottom of the ninth, two outs. Righty throws to righty. Pickoff though instead, tough short hop knocked down by Soderstrom in a shallow right. But because the ball didn't get far, he was quickly upon it. And that keeps Leonard at first base. Earlier in the game, we saw Stevie Emanuel's pickoff throwing error, and that directly led to the Loons' second run. Now the Jose Ramos. Ramos struck out in the first, tripled in a run and scored in the third, struck out in the fifth, walked in the seventh. The deal. High fly into center. Buelvas difficulties in locating it. Now he finds it in the right center. He's got a one-handed catch. And this ball game is over. The Lansing Lugnuts defeat the Great Lakes Loons by the final score of 7-4. Six unanswered. Two in the fourth, two in the seventh, two in the ninth. The two in the seventh and the two in the ninth came the same way off the thunderous swing of Matt Cross. The Lugnuts improved their record to 15-19 this year. The Loons, meanwhile, fall to 19-15. Seven runs, eight hits, and one error for the Lugnuts. Four runs, eight hits, and one error for the Great Lakes Loons. Let's see, with regards to the Loons left on base in this game, nine Loons were stranded. The Loons unofficially 2-for-12 with runners in scoring position. And on the other side, the Lugnuts left only two runners on all game. The Lugnuts went 2-for-6 with runners in scoring position. Unofficially, the time of the game today, 2 hours and 23 minutes for the Lugnuts to beat up on the Loons in the series opener. And now we look ahead. Game two in the six-game series comes up tomorrow, as the Lugnuts send the right-hander Jeff Criswell to the mound against the Loons' Cole Percival. Game time, 6.05 p.m. I expect to be joined by Adam Jackson. Osvaldo Barrios gets the start on Thursday. Mac Lardner on Friday. Joey Estes on Saturday. And then we should see Stevie Emanuels coming up on Sunday to close out this series. And the Lugnuts get a day off a week from Monday. So
next Monday a day off, and then the six-game series against the Beloit Skycar before the Lugnuts return home on May 31st, opening up a six-game series against those Cedar Rapids Colonels at Jack. Lugnuts come away with the win here today. Full credit to the Lansing Lugnuts relief corps. Kumar Nambiar, 2 1/3 scoreless hitless innings. Brock Whittlesey, 2 scoreless innings. And Trayson Kubo, 1 scoreless ninth. So in the end for the Lansing Lugnuts, about 5 1/3 scoreless innings, allowing 2 hits and 3 walks and striking out 4. That after the starting pitcher Stevie Emanuels pitched 3 2/3. Impressive work from the pen. Lansing Lugnuts prevail. Tomorrow night, 6.05 p.m. once again, game number 2 in the series. For today, for this matinee, I wish you well. Adam Jackson will join me tomorrow. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Final score, the Lugnuts 7, the Loons 4. Here's wishing you well from Dow Diamond in Midland, Michigan. This has been Lugnuts Baseball.